Shalayabe Shumi Soyuri Sakalagade, in other words, when do we make a difference between Lichnei and Lichnei or Lichnei? In other words, if we sell it to Nakum, and Nakum is not without Nida, Nida is not one of the Zayin through the Neach. So Mele, but the question is, but ultimately, a certain Nakum will be, but on this side, so we say, if the CEO is not direct, indirect, so then there is no Yisrael with Nida. But to sell to a Yisrael, a behemoth, when that Yisrael will sell it to an Akum who will be matched like a Zohar, so then there is an Yisrael with Nida. Not with Nida in regard to the Zohar of the Zohar, but with Nida in regard to with Nida. After all, with Nida is also an Avera, like any other Avera. So he's given the Israel, and the Israel should be there. The Israel of Nehida, when he'll sell the behemoth to an Akum, and then the Akum will use it like this. So that the Mishnah Melah discusses that. That's the very Mishtaber what Tesla says here. Now,
what's the problem with that? Your question?
No, one second. The Gemara in Nehida says, the beggar Jehovah will cry if a certain beggar. So a chutzal cry was Ovad. So you intervene with Yaakov. Shemo intervene with Yisrael. He's not allowed to sell that beggar even to Yaakov. Yaakov is allowed to wear cry. But there is a possibility that the Yaakov will sell it to Yisrael. And then the Israel will not know that there is a hutch of fire in the bay. So they don't need us with this lady, neither is the kasha, but it's his neighbor with me. It's his neighbor with me.
But the Akum can, if he's going to buy a shirt from an Akum, so the Akum can keep the line from it?
No, we're not talking. Maybe he'll sell it to Israel when he's the only seller of the shirts of the company.
But if he's
chosen
to buy a shirt from
the Akum. Yeah. From this
Akum. So if this Jew was not a supplier to the
Akum. One second. But if he will not get it from this Akum, he will not be able to get it. So maybe he's either with either, but if he's
with
Kashmir.
What I'm asking is, how do you know the rest of the shirt the Akum is selling
within the Shatnez? We know. Why do we have to obey the Shatnez? Because maybe in the color there is one foot of Shatnez. So here too, is not if we know that there is in the beggar there is a chutzal klai, he's not allowed to sell it to Nakum. And Nakum who is regularly accustomed to sell the beggar to other customers, right. Maybe he'll sell it to Yisrael. Yisrael will not know, and he'll be there. The Israel of Nida. I mean, the labor of the Israel of Nida. So, there's the Kashi Nida, but it's a Nida with me. The Akum himself will certainly not be able to do that. But the Israel who might buy it from the Akum will be able to do that. So it's indirect, so it's with me with me. So the Israel mentions a big thing. He says, when do we make a distinction between the Knei and the Knei or the Knei, only when the person will ultimately be able to Israel will know that he'll be doing an Israel. But he doesn't care. Let's say, if we sell the Hemes to a wholesaler, an Akum, and that Akum will sell its retail to another Akum, so the other Akum, the retail customer, who will buy and will be marketed to the Himmel of his own. He doesn't know, he will not know that he's part of Abizor, but he doesn't care. He wants to part of Abizor. Let's discover him. He thinks he's doing the big mitzvah. He does it love Abizor. So then we say, since he's not Mamish Nirsho, the Akum, so, but we say that there is an Israel of Nehida, even when the Nozir knows that it's Yain and he wants to drink the Yain. But in case of Lifnei Lifnei, where it's an indirect siyua, so then there is no Yisrael of the Tnita. Mashenkin here, when the Jew who buys the beget, the test line, so he'll be wearing it. Why? Because he wants to apply him Chas v'Shalom. But he won't know, he will not know. So it will be b'sheyik. If it will be b'sheyik, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's l'tnei or l'tnei. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is very simple. In other words, the Yisrael of l'tnei here, there is no malchus. Why is there no malchus in the Yisrael? So the Rambam Tzipramitzvah says, because it's ilav shekethlos. Now what is an example of ilav shekethlos? Let's say the Sechol Adam. So one Yisrael that is mentioned, that is included in the lab of the Sechol Adam is that the Achilas ben Seir Omer. The halacha is that Seir Omer, if he eats an Achille, like the derech of gangsters, you know, so in other words, he steals money from his father and his mother, and then he buys wine that is half diluted, but not diluted, and he buys meat that is half cooked, half not cooked. In other words, the way the gangsters who have no time, you know, to spend in eating because they are afraid lest they will be caught. So if he does it the first time, so it's chayav malchus. If he does it twice, so then it's chayav nisim. It's chayav nisim. Now, the question is, the first time when he does it, he should get malchus. So he doesn't get malchus. Why? Because it's a lav shenitn lazoras mitzvos bezdin. Because the same lav, if he does it twice, so then he gets so sins. That's one issue. Another issue is ho'echel min abheimo kidem shetet in action. Even though there was already shrite, but the behemoth is still in the chesed, so if somebody will cut off a neighbor of the behemoth, which there was a shrite, but it's still in the chesed, so and the leader to be even the love of the Sechol Adam. A third issue of the Sechol Adam is Sanedam Shehoge Sanefesh, Asom Nitim Kolaye. So that three issues.
What's that last case?
What is that?
What's the last case? I don't
understand. Sanedam Shehoge Sanefesh. If Sanedam was game of deeds, somebody is missing. So the whole day they are not allowed to taste anything, to eat anything, or to eat anything. That's a lot that I said. Then the Gemara says also, Ha'eichel kidim she is palim. So then he's also, but that's only a smach, the only rabbi. But there are three soon that are nichlam in the lab that I said, we say who Aladam. So the question is, why doesn't he get Marcus? Why doesn't he get Marcus? So the first time he does get Marcus. The first time he does get Marcus. But the other is so, Leichon Nabim Akinim Shalit in Hapsho, why don't, or Saneda Mashal Vesanepesh, why doesn't he get Malchus? So the Rambam says because it's Lafshe Becholes. If it's Lafshe Becholes, so why does the Bezeo Meire for the first Achime get Malchus? Because there's the Icarus. Because in every Israel, there is an Icarus there and there is something that is Nihla. For example, if somebody is Eichel Shkotzim or Mosi, so it's Chayav Malchus, who is the Lav Baltishaks. But if somebody is Eichel B'yadayim Misovitz, something that is disgusting, so he's Eivir on the Lav of Baltishaks, but he's not Chayav Malchus. So why doesn't he get Malchus? So the Rambam Tzivah Mitzvah says, because Pashte Dikro deals with Eichel Shkotzim or Mosi, because he's the parish of Shkotzim or Mosi. But it's Nicho. Another example, if somebody is destroyed eight machel, which has to be eight, so then he's chayav malchus. But the Gemara says, Hamishab HaKelim B'Chamosei, he's also Yivar Malchus. So, Hamishab HaKelim B'Chamosei, there is no malchus. So again, the Rambam says, because the Pashtunikot has reference to Mashki says, a tree, Der Hashvastu. So Mele, so the cloud is, whenever we have a Rashi Bicholes, so for the Ikar Yisera, so then there is Malkus. So the Ikar Yisera, if we say Chol Adam, is the Achille of the Zeru Mele, so there is Malkus. The Ikar Yisera of the Rabu is Hashem Seitzo, so not to be Mashkus and it's Machol, so there is Malkus. The Ikar Yisera of Baldishaksu is not to be Shkotsim and Mosim, so there is Malkus. But other Yisroel, I mean, if you have English, Nafsho, Esalelon Shom, Sanepesh, Asur, Mitim, Kalayim, or Oichom, Yadayim, Yisrobe, so that's Nichol, it's not the Iker Isa, so it has a deen of the Rapsha Bechlos. Now, the question is, against the Rambam, why is it considered Rapsha Bechlos? Rapsha Bechlos is only something that contains many Yisrobe. But could we say the love of Achilas Nebelo to Rav Shebe Cholesh because it has reference to Nebelo Sabemo, Nebelo Saseh, Nebelo Saob? The answer is it's one shep. The Torah asks us Nebelo. So Nebelo Sabemo is Nebelo Sasheir is Nebelo. Nebelo Haseh is Nebelo. Nebelo Saob is Behemo. So here too the Torah asks us not to put a mirch before an Nebelo. So, a mirsho mamesh is a mirsho, and mashe eitzo shini genes to a person is a mirsho, and kishan nozi redam nachal v'neach is a mirsho. So everything is a mirsho. So it's one shem, but different mitzias of mirsho. Why is it considered like nilus in mirsho? The answer is, here it's also logical for us, because the pashtri cause of nilus in mirsho is when a person, imamesh, puts a mirchol, a stumbling block, before a blind person. It doesn't mean that a blind person. If somebody asks you whether he should invest in a certain business, and you know that that business is on the verge of bankruptcy, and you tell him, oh, it's a wonderful business, why don't you invest in it? So then it's also a stumbling block before a blind person. So, but in the case of Meshit Kisyan and Ozir, in Machal Veneach, it's not the Ichavisa of Nida, because he knows it's Kisyan, but he wants, he is asking the person to give him the Kisyan. He knows it's Evam Nachai, but he likes to eat Evam Nachai. Mashein came in the case where somebody will be Meshit Kisyan that looks like water, and the nozer will drink it because he thinks it's water. It's water. But and in truth it is yayin. So then it's the same Yisrael like a stumbling block before one person, like Mashi Eitz Hashini Yenis to a person. So Mele, this is the pshat that is asleep. Yes?
But can you say the same thing by Lasochu Al-Hadam that apparently relates to different Yisurim?
Yeah, because different Yisurim, the Yisur of Achilles and Seom, here is one Yisur. The Yisur of Eichum Nabi Mekidish Tzimhashi is another Yisur. The Yisur of Sanedam Shog, Sanedam Shasurim, Yitim Kolayim is another Yisur. One has nothing to do with the other. There is no similarity.
So that's not Luf Naiva then?
What?
So then there's no Luf Naiva in
what do you mean there's no Luf Naiva? Who's talking about Luf Naiva there? There it's a Nisar of Lisechol Adam. But the similarity between Lisechol Adam and with Nida is that just as Lisechol Adam is a Rav Shebecholes because it implies different Yisurim, so with Nida, Lisechol Mirchel also implies different Yisurim. There's the only similarity.
Now, that's not really that's mashma right in the words, right?
That's right.
If he was eager to the facts, if he was blind to the facts, and then you
tricked him. So, Mele, the Ika Lav of Nida has reference when he's mamashing.
When he's eager to the facts.
Yeah, he's.
But if he knows the facts, and he doesn't know the facts.
But if he knows the facts,
then you must say, yeah.
Then it's not. Then it's another Isha of Isaiah in the Vavere. It's also an Isha of Nida. Some Mele, the pshat that is asleep, is that when are we mechalik between litnei and litnei litnei, a direct tzeiua or an indirect tzeiua, only when it's the yisar of nisayei de ba'aveir, when he knows of the yisar, but when it's an yisar of nechiva mamesh, a stumbling block before a blind person when he's yisheyeg, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's litnei or litnei litnei. So that's why Begeshova Bechut Shaklaim, when Kerenu Akum Shemo in Kerenu Yisrael, and then the Yisrael will be Eila B'sheyek. So the Mamish B'machshel, so what's the difference whether I'm a machshel in a mirshel, a physical mirshel, or a mirshel in Mili Shmai on the contrary, a mirshel in Yishmai is even a bigger mirshel than a physical mirshel. Now the Rabbi Misal Ashkenazi in the first Jewry says, that in regard to Lifnei and Lifnei to Lifnei, not in regard to Chadi Vadinare and Trei Vadinare, so when do we say that be Chadi Vadinare there is no Yisar of Yiver, only when the Nozir knows that it's Yain. But if the Nozir doesn't know it's Yain, so then in Chadi Vadinare we still even Lifnei. Why? Because it's the same. It's the same Iser. So it's the Iker Iser of the Neiver. So it's like putting a stumbling block before a blind person. Now, so Nimele, we can understand the Gemara here, why the Gemara says in Abizore that if a person, if the Akum has already one Behemah, so then if the Yisar of Dinu, Yom Lutni Yideyem, also lost its Lutni Moed, is because of Lutni Yideyem, so we are allowed to sound. So the question is, but like this, the Akum will be marked one Behemah of Yisar, and like this, will be marked two Behemahs. The answer is, as long as he will be marked the Behemah of Yisar anyway, and as a result of my CUI, you only do it twice, so then there is not, he's not considered as an either. But that's only Shayach, if you do it amazing, but if you do it B'sheyeg, then it doesn't make any difference whether it's Chad Lifnei or Lifnei Lifnei, whether it's Trei Belenare or Chadel. Now we find the same distinction in regard to another case. Suppose somebody is marshal another person in being Eivar and Issa Rabbah. Will the person who is marshal, the other Jew, to be Eivar and Issa Rabbah, will be Eivar with the Eivar on the Rabbah, since the Nichol himself is on the Eivar and Issa Rabbah? Or he'll be Eivar and Issa Rabbah. It sounds strange at first. In other words, the Nichol himself is on the Eivar and Issa Rabbah. And the Machshu will be Eivar and Issa the Reis. But we see that there is such a Shidus Reshet.
If anything, the Ogur and Issa the Reis are up because Lo Tzosu Yomin Usmo.
That's something else.
That is Machshu the Reis.
One second. גם מכל המרזה של נעדיס, מנעיסים מלוכה בחיר ראשוני, ועולסה, דמרבון נעבי, וכבדרשתי, ויהודי אמרינון גבי כוסים, ביקי פוקלי, משום נעיבו איסית מיכסו, in other words, that we are not allowed to rent out a behemoth to a kusi, because kusi is your emissary, so you do miloche אל דום לוח אל חלמיד משום שזה נחשו במלוח דרך חלמיד משום Mishum the Pashte the call Habe that it's also to do Meloch Bechalmeir, the Habe Litzdukim Riadimba. So Mele it's Mutar to lend out the Behemoth to a Kusi, even though, because we don't have to be Cheshish that the Kusi will do Meloch with the Behemoth Chalmeir, because they are made in everything that is partially called. So Mele it seems, but actually it's Midaraisa. So Mele, we have a machlekes reshenim. If assuming that Meloch and Chalmeir is only the Rabbanon, so one shitting case is that if somebody is machshil another Jew in the Nisa the Rabbanon, so in Zedea, and a Nisa of the Niva Midaraisa, the other shitting is he's only either the Nisa of the Niva Midarabon. Now, but one thing is sure, when is that Machlekes Rishenim, where there is a Nisa of Niva Midaraisa, when you are given to another Jew to be able to Nisa Rabbonon, only when the other Jew who is the Galen, whom I am given to be able to Nisa Rabbonon, doesn't be made. So then there is one Shite that Neil is Niva, the Raisa, and one Shite is only the Rabbonon. But suppose the other Jew to whom I am Niva, when given to be either an Israel Rabbonon, doesn't be shegate. So then everybody will agree that I'm able to leave him the Raisa, because then it's not Goruach, then a physical Mechshu. Now we find another case of Machlekes Rishenim, not in regard to the Rabbonon, but in regard to Nishavin Lechel Psachazir, the all of the Yodi Psatle. So it's all Michil Eslicha Vitapore. So that the Moe says in Dushim. Ravune kora siroye vampe rabe bre omar eizel erzi i rota chun vi rota Ravune bre Ravune was kerei at godin and he made a show that he was kerei at godin b'chamosim in the presence of his son. And he wanted to test his son whether the son will become angry at the father or not. So the Gemara says, Omar, Ezel, Elze, Irotach, Irotach. I'll see whether my son will become angry at me or not. He wanted to discipline him that way. Bidium, Irotach, Kovar, Bidium, Zidnech. So how was he allowed to do it? So he said, Imochel, Rikrei. He was Meichel. So Meile was allowed to discipline the son that way, because in case the son would show anger and start screaming at the father, what are you doing? So you are not his woman. So then he's Meichel. So.
But if he's Meichel anyway, then what's the Havim meaning that he should get mad?
So this is something very strange. So Lema, she did a kingdom line. Shall we hate when he's having Lechel Psachazir, the old one of Psachazir? In other words, the Kabbalah Barabune informs, so listen, I'm going to test you, I'm going to prepare God in your presence, and in case you become angry at me, better don't become angry, but in case you become angry at me, I will not make up. So,
one second.
So he says, because otherwise, so it would be a chete, the son will be a chete, because he will not know that the father is the one covered. So, he says, no, first of all, he says, what kind of a test is it? How do we know that? Because Hadishem Yislach Lo by Nozir. In other words, when Elisha was becoming Niziras, and the Baal has the Keach to be made for the Niziras, and the Baal was made for Niziras, but he didn't tell Elisha. So the Mele and Elisha, even not knowing that the Baal was made for Niziras, so she was either on this and Zira. She thought she was either. In other words, she drank Yain. So she's not Chayavis Malkis, because actually, Rabbi Shmaya was Gali, that she was not in Zira. But Adishem Yislach Lo. So, but what kind of a Maisabele was the Yishayin? Why was she by a Kapoor? So it's a Chetimtsi of requiring kapore without the maizabela, because she's a chedas, but there was no maizisa, she wasn't able to maizisa, she was not in Israel. The same thing is true of an Isad Rabbonon. An Isad Rabbonon, if it's not an Isad Raisi, so there is no maizisa in the Raisi. But when a person is able to an Isad Rabbonon, so it's not a pshat, the Raisi is a tzadigamo. But in the Rabbanon is a chayti, there is no such thing. If somebody is even in the Rabbanon, then he has a shem chayti and poshem in the rice, because that's a gemore in Yevomes. Kolo Eber, Kolan Kayim, Divechachon, Nikro Kodesh. It's a gemore that Chof in Yevomes. So the gemore is a kashe, Ve'in Mikayim, Divechachon, Eber, Divechachon, Kodesh, Nikro, Roshem, Amalim, Nikro, Beat me up. So in other words, because he's a chayti after all, the chachom may keach to assert certainly so. So mele is a chayti in the rising. So the machlik is between tasteless, and the ritvo is whether the ritvo is based upon the fact that you are machshir a certain person to do a maisi yisera, or it's based upon the fact that you are given to a Jew to become a chayti. So, some mele, this is only shayach, the machlekes between tesis and the mitzvah, is only shayach when the person who becomes a chayti, be mazit. And even though, because he loses his temper, that's also amazing. He should have controlled the temper. But suppose he doesn't behave, then it's rigora. And then we find the same distinction between the case where the person who is nirshav, is Nivatla Nesderaise, or whether there is Nifnida Midaraise, and that's false ruling, is Machshil Shimen, the Shimen, should Nivatla Nesderaise. Let's say somebody sells a telescope to a certain person, and the teacher is possible. So then, If he tells the person that this possibility says, so then there is a machlekes l'shem or shumsi in the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Yitzuke. If he tells the person, you should know, I'm telling you this talisman, but this possibility says, so he says, I don't care. I want to put that talisman in there, whether it's Jesus is kosher or Jesus is possible. So then he's not a valid leader. But, and some say that he is a valid leader. And then, but in the case where he sells the talisman and the Jesus is possible, Jesus, and he doesn't tell the customer that he's proselytizes, then he's certainly able. Now we see that in the Gemara in Yudushin and the Gemara in Sukhi. Let's see the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Sukhi. Itanya, Matas Kushi Mutaras. Lodom Yates in Yehibosi the Pesa. In other words, Matas Kushi is Mutar. Not only is one allowed to eat on Pesach, Matas Kushi, we don't have to be patient. Maybe it was his Hamids, but he can even be Mikai in Pesach night. That's why the Tanakh comes. The Blazer is here. The Pishim Kin in Duke Mitzvahs. The Pishim Gamil in there called Mitzvah Shel Sukubo Kusim. Habe Midagdi Kin Bor Yisam in Yisrael. So, Tesha says, Kasha Vim Tema, Amai Yitzibu Yidechivo, Dilmo Nishomro Vishim Hasu. The Kusim are only believe in the things that are before the Torah, and the Torah that doesn't mention the Yin of Shimo, Mechimutz, Bechirash, so the Kusim might have not watched it. So when the Kusim gives it to the Yisrael, so it's no riot that the Kusim watched it, because the Kusim interpret you should not allow to put a stumbling block before a blind person. So maybe he didn't watch it in Chimutz because the Indian of Shmata Mesanatsi they don't believe the Kusim. So Tesla says, V'yesh Lema, Kigin the Kimlon, they in the Kusim Matzachere Shiyuchal. Lots of lawyers was on the country, so it's mashma that the Kusim believe in Shmat and Sabbatis that he has to be Shaman, but the Kusim don't believe in the self universal Mirsha in the sense of Sayyid de Badea. So he says, when does Anakama say that Adam Yitzin the Chibos in the Pesach, when the Israel knows that the Kusim has no other matzah except this matzah, and since the Kusim believe in Shmat and Sabbatis, so it's a raya that the Kusi watch the matzah from him. So that's tasteless shitting. So in other words, then there is Gemara. Hamuflogin mimeno abot vochim. Rab Nachman o makshiro. Rab Chizde v'rab baravune am repsu. In other words, if you have the equations that you hang up on the schach of the sukkah, and it hangs down abot vochim from the schach. So the shali is, when the sukkah is kshiro, those who eat under that Noi Suki, whether they're Mekayim the Mitzvah Suki or they're not Mekayim the Mitzvah Suki. So Vachiz De, Rav Nachman says it's Kshem, Vachiz De Berabe Baravune Amre Pshu, Vachiz De Berabe Baravune Iklel Beish Vigelus, Adminu Rav Nachman Bisuke Shel Noyom Muflogim Mimeno Arbo Tvar. So Rav Nachman put them in the suke of the Rishbamuse, and that suke had no suke that hang down about for him from the Schach. So according to Rav Chisden Rabbi Ravune, it was a suke psu, so they couldn't eat in that suke, but they did eat in the suke. Ishtike, Leom only made a day, so he thought they were chizer, and they conceded to Rav Nachman that Suke Shinoyom Uflogin Havot Fochim from the Schach is Kshero. Omalu Hoda Buhu Rabbonu Mishmatai Yochizer. Omrele, no, Anan Shluch Mitzvah Anan, Patil Misuki. Hazing the Mitzvah is Potam Na Mitzvah. So Mele, we don't have to eat in the Suki. That's why we eat. So the Mitzvah here in Suki says, the reason is why he was not able on the eBay, because Rav Nachman knew that Rav Chisda and Rabbi Baravune were Shluchim Mitzvah. So male, but if they hadn't been Shluchim Mitzvah, so then he would be able. So why? So the Mitzvah says, because they'll be making a bracha, so it will be a bracha levato. So the question of why does he have to resort to the fact that we're making the bracha and it will be bracha batole? Without this, our bracha batole, they will be eating chutzli suke. So the mele he will be able with neiver. He's machshel them. The answer is, if you are machshel a person to mevatel an esse, as long as the person who is mevatel the esse is not a shegei, he's not an Iva Mamesh, so you're not Iva with the Iva. Because when he's there, if he doesn't know that it's a possible suke, so then it's Rikorat and the physical muscle. But if he knows it's a possible suke, so then, if there is a Maisi Yisrael, so then, like he said, Nozarib Machal Ben Eyach, so then you're Iva with the Iva. But if there is no Maisi Yisrael, only a bit of Mitzvah, so it's like he, so it's like an Israel Rabbonon. So of course if somebody is a battle and is the Raisi, he is a chaytei with the Raisi, even though there is no Raisi Isa, there's just a bit of mitzvah. All right, that will be all for today. And next week, so Tuesday I won't come because it's a sort of Davis, and I would like to fast, so it's impossible for me to come here. So it will be too short, Wednesday and Thursday. So the Shabbos, 2 years of Nisachmi, the inch of the leg on the mushroom.